Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 133, Smash Hit. So for today's episode, I thought I'd do a little bit more of a fun sort of update to the episode I did the other day where instead of like a analytical side of, let's say, keeping your brain active, I thought of maybe a physics-style game would seem more appropriate or more fun. So this is a game that I've been waiting to install for a while. It's called Smash Hit. Basically what it is, it's a physics-based reflex game. So you start off with a series or a set of, I guess these lead balls, I suppose, kind of like BB gun pellets. And from there, when you start the game, what you have to do is knock out various obstacles in your way and avoid some at the same time. So basically by hitting these glass pyramids, you get more balls, but there are other obstacles that don't get you anything special. So you're going to get these panels that'll come in your way. You'll have to open doors and other swinging and other like helix style obstacles as well. So anything that gets in your way, you have to get rid of it. But the only way that you can continue to get more balls is to hit the pyramids. There are other ways to get, or every time you hit a pyramid, you get 3 additional balls, so you have to play sparingly. There are diamonds that show up as well where you get 5 balls, so it's a little bit of an advantage there, but they're more infrequent, and you have to kind of watch out for those and try and get those as well so you don't run out of balls at inopportune times. And so while you're playing the game, the other I guess way to plan it out is to make sure you don't waste your balls unnecessarily. So if you can only break a panel with 3 balls, or let's say 2 balls instead of 1, then do that. Or 1 ball instead of 4, then that is the definite advantage, because you want to go as far as you can, beat your prior distance, and go from there. So the initial levels, or initial a level up to checkpoint 1, even the first, second, and third checkpoints are kind of basic levels. You have your pyramids, your general panels that show up in front of you, but as you go through various checkpoints, you get a little bit more harder levels. So you get helixes, swinging panels, more doors, and things like that. And then you get various power-ups as well. So sometimes you'll have 2 balls, you'll get a little power-up that lets you shoot a continuous stream of balls. This is a good and bad thing in that it helps you easily get rid of obstacles or break pyramids, but you use up a lot more of your stock of balls as well. So it's kind of a trade-off that you have to plan for, because I haven't gotten this far in the game, but let's say you're far enough into the game where you need to clear off a wide area, then you want to have as many as you can and have your power up saved as well. And then, of course, the one side part of the game is that you also have to go through doors. You have to hit a sensor on top of the door. Another door that I've seen is you have to hit a sensor on the left and right, so you have to be kind of quick about it. So it's kind of one of those things where you have to pay attention. And there are pyramids as well in front of the door, so if you want to get additional balls, you need to break those as well. So one of those things where you need to definitely make sure you're paying attention and have those reflexes. So it's a very fun game. The physics part about it is it's very graphically pleasing to look at as well. So when the glass breaks, it looks really nice. The balls are bouncing natively, so they don't bounce excessively. That's why I kind of compare them to lead balls, because they are pretty heavy. They fly out and they fall pretty quickly. The scope of further levels is actually pretty good. I like the fade in and all of that, so it's definitely fun to play. The music is very good as well. I kind of like that as well. It's very dramatic and orchestral, I guess, so it makes it that much more fun to play as well. So I'll have a link to the website so you can check out more screenshots aside from the one you see in the post, and check out the trailer video, some wallpapers, and then they have links to their soundtrack as well. They have it in iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and a couple of other places as well. And then I'll have direct links to the app as well. It's available for Android and iOS currently for free, so it's definitely worth checking out. But if you have any questions or comments or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at patelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.